Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Have you found any real bargains lately? Any good buys? A trait in human nature makes us all want to get something for a good price. Haven't you ever come home from a big sale with items that you saved so much on but really didn't need? That dress that really didn't fit, or the shirt with a collar an inch too big. Nearly everybody, when he or she is honest, will have to admit that he or she has bought something that he didn't need, didn't even really want, something that didn't fit. But you bought it anyway because it was a real bargain. You too? Welcome to the club. Why'd you do it anyway? Because it was a bargain? But have you really saved when it doesn't fit? We're all bargain hunters at heart, and because of that tendency of human nature, we want something for nothing. From the least to the greatest, our nature within us looks for a good deal. But is there really such a thing as a bargain, something for nothing? Perhaps. Does God have any bargains? Can you really get Him to do something for you and get it for nothing? It's true that you could never hope to be deserving of God's grace. But is it entirely right for us to expect God to provide us with dirt-cheap bargains? Some believe so. A popular religious lyric proves my point. The words of the song go, "Faith and prayer put God to work for you. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. For faith and prayer put God to work for you." This concept reduces God to a kind of office boy and makes prayer kind of string-pulling. When you think about it for a minute, I think you'll see how the idea behind this is getting God to do something for you. Pretty much something for nothing. Today's religious experiences are marketed as a get next to God and feel good about yourself sort of thing. It's no longer about conversion from sin and repentance and faith in God. One of the leading psychiatrists of our day, Dr. Eric Fromm, a man who is by no means noted as a preacher or even believer, has said, quote, "Revival of religious interest is as superficial as the wave of atheism 20 years ago. It is trying to combine the ideas of the Judeo-Christian religion with the ideas of Dale Carnegie. One is encouraged to use the ideas of the Bible to sell oneself rather than to see the profound cleavage between the teachings of the Bible and the materialism by which almost everyone lives today." End quote. Eric Fromm is right. God has no bargains. The Bible never suggests that God responds to your plea of, "Hey God, can't we make a deal?" What He does, God does because He loves you, and you can never repay Him fully in kind. That is what grace is about. A few days ago, a woman asked me to pray for her husband and son who were in desperate trouble. With tears coursing down her cheeks, she said, "God's just got to help us." And I asked, "Well, before I pray with you, could I ask you something?" She nodded. Then I said, "Have you personally given your heart to Jesus Christ?" She shook her head negatively. And I thought, how much like human nature. We want God to bail us out of our troubles, yet we are not willing to give ourselves to Him and to serve Him. Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." But He also says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." We're not in a position to bargain, but we can respond to His invitation of love and mercy.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.